Two flights brought in people who were ordered out of New Orleans late this week. The planes landed at an Air National Guard base in Milwaukee. Later, the groups joined dozens of other evacuees who were already staying at the Tommy G. Thompson Youth Dorm at State Fair Park. Guy Pridgen spoke to news reporters after eating dinner and said he was glad, gastronomically at least, to be in Wisconsin.
And I just had the best meal here.
What'd you have?
I had red beans, rice, potato salad, ice cream, cake. I stuffed myself. The best meal I've had in 4 days. I've been eating out of canned goods, you know.
Pritchin says he does carpentry and other construction work and wouldn't mind staying here. But others who also say they're being treated well in Milwaukee do not want to be here for the long haul. Sultan Johnson says he spent 10 days living on a bridge in New Orleans after his neighborhood flooded. Even so, he wants to go back.
I didn't want to leave. I'm going back as soon as possible.
Why?
It's home. Somebody had to rebuild our city.
Johnson says he didn't know he was headed to Wisconsin until federal officials put him on a plane at the New Orleans airport. Another new arrival, Thomas Williams, says he wants to reunite with his family down south. In the meantime, though, he just wants to let them know he's all right.
My wife, my son, you know, my daughter and them, I want to let them know I'm in Wisconsin, Timothy G. Thompson, Young Center.
Governor Jim Doyle says state officials, the Red Cross, and other agencies will work with all the evacuees to try to help them get where they want to be. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.